A few minutes after, a bricklayer passed by, carrying a pailful of plaster on his shoulder.
"Good man, will you be kind enough to give a penny to a poor boy who is yawning from hunger?"
"Gladly," answered the bricklayer. "Come with me and carry some plaster, and instead of one penny, I'll give you 5.
"But the plaster is heavy," answered Pinocchio, "and the work too hard for me."
"If the work is too hard for you, my boy, enjoy your yawns and may they bring you luck."
In less than a half hour, at least 20 people passed, and Pinocchio begged of each one, but they all answered,
"Aren't you ashamed? Instead of being a beggar in the streets, why don't you look for work and earn your own bread?"
Finally, a little woman went by carrying 2 water jugs.
"Good woman, will you allow me to have a drink from one of your jugs?"
asked Pinocchio, who was burning up with thirst.
"With pleasure, my boy,"
she answered, setting the 2 jugs on the ground before him. When Pinocchio had had his fill, he grumbled, as he wiped his mouth,
"My thirst is gone. If I could only as easily get rid of my hunger."
On hearing these words, the good little woman immediately said,
"If you help me to carry these jugs home, I'll give you a slice of bread."
Pinocchio looked at the jug and said neither yes nor no.
"And with the bread, I'll give you a nice dish of cauliflower with white sauce on it."
Pinocchio gave the jug another look and said neither yes nor no.